now concluding on Uddhava Sandesh. Krishna is citing the talks of the gopis. And here's what one gopi said. A gopi said, thinking, if Krishna were to leave Gokula, where would he go? Surely he will stay here always, always happily enjoying pastimes. I would always be proud and jealous and angry. Who amongst us knew that Akura, a disciple initiated in the arts of creating mischief, would throw this thunderbolt at our heads? A gopi said, friend, I have not even the slightest particle of fragrance or love for Krishna. Please know that when I weep, I'm merely teaching the other gopis how fortunate they were to associate with Krishna. This must be true, for now that I am without any shelter and I am unable to see Krishna's handsome face as he plays the flute, I still maintain the worm that is my life. This is a very interesting verse, by the way, because although the Sanskrit is different, the translation is the same as the Prema Gandosmi Shloka that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also spoke to Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar. Another gopi said, friend, with newer and newer ropes of hope, I keep my life tightly bound. By birth, I'm a timid woman. How many days can I pass in this way? Again and again, reminding me of Lord Krishna's pastimes, the blossoming trees in Vrindavan forest violently pull my heart by its roots. Another gopi said, will the charming waves of Krishna's smiling, auspicious, and loving sidelong glances, which awaken the sleeping Kamadev and make him again pick up his bow, and which are worshipped by the sweet opulences that stain the flowering vines of Krishna's restless eyebrows, again pacify my sufferings? Another gopi said, friend, the fact that of his own accord Krishna left us and went far away is not the misfortune, the day of calamity that makes me burn with pain. It is the lance of hope, now violently pushed into my heart, that is killing my life. That makes me burn with pain. That sets me aflame with the fire of an erupting volcano. Her friend replied, O friend, when will my five senses be delighted by Nanda's son, by the sweetness, sweet nectar of his lips, the cooling touch of his embrace, by his form glistening with handsomeness, by the flood of his sweet fragrance, and by the graceful new sprouts of his joking words? To this a gopi replied, when washing away the impurities that cover my eyes, anointing the area around Govardhan Hill with his dark and sweet splendor, and enjoying many pastimes, will Nanda's very wonderful son, who delights the senses of all, again appear before me? A gopi said, Lord, my heart giddy with grief, I now bow down before you. Please give to me the mercy of seeing your handsome and glorious face. Even if I am not fortunate enough to serve you, remembering the great flood of your mercy, I will speak these words. And finally, a last gopi said, O Lord, when placing your body on a pastime bed made of flowers, smiling and smiling with passionate love, speaking many graceful waves of joking words, and placing delicious betel nuts in your mouth, will I happily serve you in the forest grove? Krishna now speaks to Uddhava. O my friend, again and again hearing these pitiful lamentations from the circle of gopis, travelers on the path would cover their ears with both hands, shed tears, and flee far away. Seeing on the side of Nandishwar Hill your chariot yoked with horses embraced by many golden ornaments, and thinking that I had come, Radha's friends will run to meet you. O wise one, please offer my blessings to the trees of Vrindavan Forest, trees that are the homes of many playful bumblebees, trees that please me by providing many blossoming twigs that became ornaments on the gopis' bodies. Intoxicated by the sweet sound of my flute and their eyes flooded with tears of love, the beautiful cows at once left their calves and ran to me from all directions. To those cows, please loudly chant my names. With a soft voice, please ask about their welfare. O wise one, please bow down again and again, offer respectful obeisance at the feet of the affectionate elder gopis, whose sweet breast milk I, assuming the forms of their sons stolen by Brahma, drank for 1 year. O expert one, in my name please tightly embrace Sridhar and my dear friends who, when I went far away to see the flower-filled forest, would call out, I'm first, run after me, catch me and touch me. In this way, they gave great happiness to me. O saintly one, after I killed Kuru Kamsa in the arena, with 100 promises and many words filled with emotion, I sent the Gopa king Nanda back to Gokula, O ocean of virtues, in my name, please bow down before his feet. Throwing all your limbs to the ground, in my name, humbly offer obeisances to my mother Yashoda, who has me as her only child. Now her heart is filled with anxiety, her limbs are emaciated, and her face marked with suffering. Making waves with her finger, she loudly curses the demon king Kamsa. Glorifying my virtues and sighing, alas, emaciated Yashoda stares at the road to Mathura and sheds tears that bathes her garments. In this way she passes her days. Now that the hot summer that bears the name Krura has violently taken me, who am the sustainer of their lives, the lakes of the gopis have become emaciated, their hearts broken, and the lotus flowers of their faces withered. The turtles of their life breath now stay in the mud of hope. O ocean of virtues, with folded hands and a peaceful heart, shyly approach the dear gopis, whose limbs are marked with signs of great suffering, and give to them a message from me, a great offender. You should be timid before them, for intelligent servants share in their master's offenses. Seeing that you wear the same clothes as I, the gopis will become agitated. With trembling hearts, they will speculate about your identity. Staying on the pathway of their eyes, go with them to a secluded place, and there very softly speak to them my charming message. Tell them, I, who have now approached you, goddesses and Uddhava, I come to you with a message. I am the minister for loving affairs of a graceful and poetic King Kamadev, who yearns to enjoy pastimes in the forest by the Yamuna shore. A King Kamadev whom Akura took from Vrindavan to Mathura. O saintly and righteous girls, bound with grief, sighing again and again, his graceful lips trembling, his emaciated cheeks white like the conchel, and grieving in his heart as he remembers and remembers the virtues of you all, your lover speaks this beautiful message. Is there no one? Is there no fear of the demons as there was before? O girls with saintly hearts, are you all happy and peaceful? Do you sometimes remember how I used to serve you all and please your hearts in forest grove after forest grove? O girls with beautiful necks, speaking many appeals to duty, my kinsmen keep me here in chains. Again and again I must stay in Mathura city to do auspicious deeds. Still, remembering and remembering your friendship, I long to be with you all. In this way, I pass my days. Please do not speak for a long time about what you all have felt. I know all about it. I know. Your sharp sufferings have already broken my heart into pieces. You have drowned me in the great flood of your love. Because of your love, I am now overwhelmed and bewildered, and I cannot pass even a single moment in peace. On the pretext of dreams, night after night, you all enjoyed rasa dances with me in fragrant Vrindavan forest. In spite of this fact, you again and again rebuked me, claiming that I have deserted you. O girls with crooked hearts, are you not ashamed to speak in that way? Now come the messages to the individual gopis. O Chandravali, the great wonders that are your sweet and loving glances, extend a hand to help me conquer the three worlds. Marching down the pathway of my memory, the playful movements of your eyebrows now attack and conquer my heart. O slender Vishaka, you must remember how among the flower-filled trees, again and again, I tugged at your belt, and then when a graceful elder lady came, I declared, thief, give back to me the gunja necklace you now hide in those garments. Speaking those words, I became embarrassed. O beautiful one, you are fortunate. By speaking to your friends many words fragrant with your great intelligence, you can now throw your grief far away. O goddess, thinking of you, I must stay in this city. I do not see anyone before whom I can open the seal, covering the grief I suffer because of love for you. O Shama, filled with great longing, my heart remembers your deep, happy, confidential, gentle talks, intimate with many smiles of love, talks that destroyed Madhavi Connector's fame for being sweet. O Padma, O girl whose face the lotus flowers praise, as in the cottage of flowering vines I pretended to sleep, you greedily tried to rob me of my flute. Then I caught you with both hands. The memory of these pastimes now crushes my heart into powder. O Lalita, in secluded places, fragrant with the scent of flowers. Again and again, you playfully place yourself between the two great pillars of my arms, emaciated and unhappy at heart. Now you must roll about in the dust. In this condition, how do you stay alive? O Bhadra, with graceful limbs, your dearest beloved, whom night after night you greatly pleased with many services that attracted his heart, now burns with pain as he is served by many new people in the city, people who do not know the secrets of his heart. O goddess Shaiva, please close your eyes and somehow tolerate the sharp burning sufferings Kamadev ferocious attacks bring to you. Dear friend, in two or three days I will return, and again I will see the glory of your passionate, restless eyebrows. O wise and eloquent one, by placing these messages in their ears, please pacify the lotus-eyed gopis. Then, please respectfully approach Radha, whose heart is devoured by pain, and who is like a dove sitting on the roof of my heart. You will see emaciated, beautiful limb Radha lying on a bed of twigs, leaves, and flower petals in a secluded place surrounded by many friends whose eyes are filled with tears. The slight movement of her flower stem neck are the only way you will know that she still lives and breathes. Now that the playful and glorious springtime of Krishna has gone away, the Madhavi vine of Radha has become unhappy and the splendor of her body is now gone. Accepting the words coming from the graceful mouth of her friend about to depart and tightly bound by the ropes of waiting for my return, saintly Radha somehow remains alive, even though her heart grieves at every moment and she rolls about on the ground. O learned scholar of the science of friendship, please take this garland made with five kinds of flowers that begin with Basanti jasmine flowers, a garland splendid from the touch of my chest. Without placing before her the fragrance of this garland, who has the power to awaken lotus-eyed Radha now on the verge of death? Smelling the garland's fragrance, she will awaken. Weeping and the hairs of her body erect, she will look in the direction after direction, but she will not see me. At that moment, very slowly, humbly, and gently approach her and bow down before her. Signing with your eyebrow, take permission from Radha's friends, and then holding the garland, place your body at the edge of the bed of leaves and flower petals. Then, O wise one, with an affectionate heart, repeat my pure message. Tell her, O goddess Krishna, who thinks you the most dear beloved, and whom you think the most dear beloved, who thinks you the abode of all love, and who loves you more than life itself, and whom you also love more than life, now suffering as he holds you in his unhappy heart, and trembling with thirst again and again, speaks this message to you. O slender girl, I know very well that the sun of separation from me has completely dried up the lake of your heart, and for that reason the fish of your life breath now struggles, trapped in the dry land of your throat. The powerful winds of my friends now push me far away from you. They push me to the ocean of thirst from the glittering nectar that is association with you. Ah, what will I do now? O girl with the moon-like face, the meeting between you and me that happens night after night is not a dream. Look, because I spend the whole of every night enjoying with you, I cannot even get any sleep, and for that reason I am now very unhappy. Do you know some secret mantra that you chant to pull me away from the Yadus? Trembling with passion, Nanda's son bows down before you. O girl with the red lips, O girl now withering away with grief, Nanda's son begs you, please do not look at the groves of jasmine flowers around Govardhan Hill, groves where we enjoyed many pastimes of love. O girl devoured by the sufferings in your heart, O girl now rolling on the ground in the forest where we once enjoyed pastimes, soon I will suddenly and unexpectedly walk on the pathway of your eyes. The flute placed to my mouth and my limbs decorated with designs drawn in mineral colors, with waves of bliss I will wash away your sufferings. In a secluded place I will make you bloom with happiness. O my friend, a stream of tears of love flowing from my eyes, I will kiss your fair cheeks, playfully touching your neck, I will truly delight you with a great festival of passionate embraces. By again and again repeating the profound message I give you, please show the gopis the dry land on the other side of the ocean of sharp sufferings. O wise one whose intelligence has no peer, stay for some time in Gokula and please the lotus-eyed gopis. O friend, your visit to Gopendananda's land of Braj is not meant only for fulfilling many of my desires. It is meant also for you, that you may remember these supremely eloquent words I have spoken, and that you may directly see the bliss and the love the beautiful gopis feel. May this book make a great flood of bliss flow in the heart of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, whose lotus feet are Sri Rupa Goswami's shelter, and who, his heart overcome with bliss by thinking of Lord Krishna's pastimes in Braj, with sincere ecstatic love again and again wildly danced in the famous circle of Braj. May merciful Sri Krishna, who enjoys childhood pastimes with Sridham and other boyfriends, who enjoys Rasa dance pastimes with the young gopis, and who contemptuously kills many wicked demons, carry you all to the dry land on the other side of the ocean of repeated birth and death. That's a really beautiful false tuti. I'll read that again. May merciful Lord Sri Krishna, who enjoys childhood pastimes with Sridham and other boyfriends, who enjoys Rasa dance pastimes with the young gopis, and who contemptuously kills many wicked demons, carry you all to the dry land on the other side of the ocean of repeated birth and death. This is the conclusion of Uddhava Sandesh, a message for Uddhava, or a message to be given by Uddhava to the Brijbasis. And just as Lord Krishna spoke this for Uddhava's benefit, so that he will also know the love of the Brijbasis, in the same way Rupa Goswami has written this, so that we will also know of the love that the Brijbasis bear for Krishna, how that love completely captures and absorbs Krishna's heart, even though he appears to be joyous in the presence of the Mathuravasis, the Dwarkavasis, so that we can also hanker after such a type of love, know about it, aspire for it, even though we may at present be unqualified to exhibit it, but by Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, such things may be possible. Hare Krishna.